It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was at an Arnold Classic Africa event in Africa when a man rushed behind him and drop-kicked him in the back.
What's this?
You can hear that kick.
But he barely hit him, though. I don't understand that. Like, he didn't make contact.
And then the security's all yelling.
Yeah, like, you're going to die now, you Mr. Terminator.
After that, Arnold spoke and said, "Thanks for your concerns, but there's nothing to worry about. I thought I was just jostled by the crowd, which happens a lot. I only realized that I was kicked when I saw the video, like all of you. I'm just glad the idiot didn't interrupt my Snapchat."
Footage
of the incident went viral on social media on Saturday, but he posted an update last night saying that he wasn't going to press charges against the guy. He said, "Update, a lot of you have asked, but I'm not pressing charges. I hope this was a wake-up call and he gets his life on the right track, but I'm moving on and I'd rather focus on the thousands of great athletes I met at Arnold Sports Africa." The Arnold Classic Africa is part of his Arnold Sport Festival, which hosts multi-sport competitions on 6 continents each year.
I hear a reporter asked him, "Hey, do you return? You know, plan on returning next year?" And he told him, "Yes, I'll be back."
And we have a brand new American Idol winner.
After the live nationwide vote from coast to coast, the winner of American Idol is Lane Hardin.
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey finally took home his certificate of graduation from Longview High School in Texas on Friday. The actor said, "31 years ago, I was you, a graduating Longview Lobo. The most important reason for my success, and I believe what will be the most important thing for your success, the one thing that we all have that we should never be for sale, and the thing that we give the most of and should protect with our life, is our heart. It's protocol at Longview High School for students to pick up their diplomas sometime after the graduation ceremony. Students generally only receive holders for their diplomas at the event." Rumors have been swirling that Kelly Clarkson has been taking weird pills to lose weight, and she says it's fake news. She tweeted, "Other fake news that's going around about me is that I've been taking weird pills for weight loss or doing weird fad diets. All of this is not true. I ain't got time for all that. I eat the same stuff I always have. It's all just made with different flours, sugars, and ingredients." And then she hashtagged Dr. Gundry, which I guess is some kind of dietitian or her doctor or something. Last summer, she did reveal that she suffered from a thyroid issue and her levels were now back to normal. And Cardi B leads all artists in nominations for the BET Awards with 7, including Best Female Hip-Hop Artist, Album of the Year for Invasion of Privacy, and the 2019 Coca-Cola Viewer's Choice Award. The 2019 BET Awards will air June 23rd from the Microsoft Theater in L.A.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.